Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker. Get the intro ready.
Oh, no.
I'm teed off.
Oh, wait. Dude, you got to tell me while the song's
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, that was kind of unfair.
Can't tell my face?
You're always a little red. Well, like, doesn't he look like he needs to poop?
No.
That's separate.
Okay, here we go, I think. I gotta trim this down.
Yeah.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to love him are so unfair. And so let's teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
The problem is I'm never quite as mad after I hear the song.
I know, the song is just a little too happy. I think it needs to be closer to the one that Aaron wrote, which was just anger.
Yeah.
It was
just too long.
Do you know what it is? It's like...
It needs more...
Like, news or nope and teed off. You're like, teed off. Oh, wait a minute. We might have something there. Okay.
So let me preface this by saying I feel with certainty that Slacker is one of these people.
Oh boy.
And so this
am I one of the people that you're teed off
that
at?
That I'm teed off at. And so this might get ugly.
Okay. So it won't be ugly for long.
Okay.
Because I can just turn your microphone off. Watch this.
Hello?
You gotta talk really loud to try to be picked up on our microphones. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I can't cook. All right. Let's just put all my cards on the table. Can't cook.
Okay. May I just quickly correct you? You choose not to learn to cook.
Oh, you have a point. Someone gifted you a cookbook and you haven't even cracked it open.
Because we don't know who it was and I'm afraid it's laced with cyanide.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm worried about
it. I opened mine.
Huh?
You did? Yeah.
Oh.
I got to look at the recipes.
I just threw mine away.
Why? It's a good cookbook.
No, I had Cooking with Water or something. I had a weird cookbook. Oh.
I had like my very first cookbook. It felt offensive.
But you need it, obviously.
But again, I just want you to, it's one of those things where it's like, I can't figure out how to cut my own fingernails. And it's like, yes, you can.
Okay, I have no desire to learn, maybe.
Sure.
Is that?
But that's more acceptable.
It's still sad.
But you just walk around through life going, I can't. And it's like,
I don't think I sound like that.
Yeah, you're like, I can't cook. I don't cook. No,
I don't even talk about cooking. You two are the ones who are like, you need to cook. And I'm like, I think I'm doing fine.
Your wife
made it this far.
Yeah,
it does
fine.
Seem like you know how to cook.
So
there's an insult in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this man.
Doesn't seem like it.
But I like watching the cooking shows. There's an ASMR element to them a little bit. So anyways, we're watching.
Are you a Food Network guy or which?
Yeah,
channel?
We also like Taste Made. It's another channel that we get.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that. If it's on Hulu, maybe
did
I have to go
find it. Did
they
start as like a YouTube? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. But now it's on. We have YouTube TV and it's just on there. So like Jamie
Taste
Oliver
Me?
Is the guy who we watch all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he's awesome. He's got that accent and he cooks and does everything.
Yum. Okay.
But everyone who's good at cooking, everyone who knows how to cook, does this thing that drives me nuts. And I know Slacker because Aaron knows this. I have a thing with heat, the hot oven. Mm-hmm. I get a little skittish. I'm going to burn myself.
Skittish. You don't even like, because you have the stove on top of the oven, like both things at the same time.
Yeah, I don't like them both on. And some of the time they're like, put it in the oven for 30 minutes. And I'm like, that's way too long. Don't run the oven for 30 minutes. Does it have a fireball in your house for 30? What are you doing? It's dangerous.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, it feels dangerous.
You have so many weird little ticks that maybe this one has like, I haven't noticed this one.
No,
before.
This one's very serious. Yeah.
30 minutes. Get on with it. How? It's an oven. Turn it off. You're running gas and flames and stuff.
You don't care about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But like,
oven is on all day.
Oven gets turned on at like 6 in the morning and gets turned off like at 8 at night.
Or especially when they turn on the stove and they put something on, like let it simmer 30 minutes. It's like, that seems dangerous.
When I make my world famous green chili, it's on the stove for at least 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yes.
What?
And like I've cooked it.
And
it's
you just
on
walk
hot,
away from
then,
it and stuff?
Yes. I set reminders in my phone to go and stir it so it doesn't get like sludge on the bottom.
Okay.
But yeah. That's,
so what do you think about like grills? The stuff that, like, if you're making brisket or something, that has to smoke for, like, 12 hours.
I know. He's been trying to convince me to get one of those, and I'm always...
Get a Traeger?
I'm always like, you know, maybe. But I'm like, no.
You couldn't let a Traeger just run all day.
No, it scares me. It's too dangerous. And you're just trusting everyone else who goes into the kitchen to know that the oven's on and know the stove is going to know that's hot.
What do you think is going to happen to them?
They will touch it. They could touch it.
You can touch outside.
Not if something's sitting on the stove, if it's simmering for 8 hours.
Oh my God, dude. This isn't even what I'm teed off about. No,
we're teed off.
We need a teed off with Slacker and Aaron theme because you're insane.
It seems dangerous.
I'm trying to think if there's any food that he eats that has been.
That does take that long.
Yeah, because it's like you need to understand the cause and effect and the good, like you need to reap the benefits. Do you like pulled pork?
Yeah.
Pulled pork is a 12-hour adventure,
AHAC
bro.
AHAC makes bread. Homemade bread. That probably takes, I don't know how long, maybe 20, 30 minutes
in the
oven?
It's usually like 20, yeah.
20?
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. You're...
As long as one at a time, because we have the double oven. Don't turn them both on. It's overkill. You know, you're going to overload the system.
I'm sorry if you're in your car and you're wondering why there's so many pauses after TAC talks.
We're processing.
Okay. Well,
I have never been in a position where I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You realize the insanity in so many people's thinking on a lot of subjects. You're insane. This is insane.
You told what
an oven does.
I know.
It's an oven's your poor double oven does like doesn't get to be a double oven. Like, it's just sitting
well,
there going,
just keep it reasonable.
Put it in me.
Keep it
a
reasonable amount of time. Just like you were telling us about a pizza oven the other day, and you were like, it's 900 degrees in there. Not in my house. No way.
Well, it's not inside your house, It's a little.
I won't let my neighbors get one. Like, I won't. That's way too hot. Anyways, what I'm teed off about.
No, I. Listen to me. Everyone listening is going to need time to process what you've said. I'm going to need to go throw up for a minute.
Why?
Because.
Why?
I have respected you incorrectly for a long time. I thought your tics were cute and funny. And now this is a lot. Dude.
You're concerned.
This is a lot. Like, yeah, I need a minute. So,
okay.
If you give a flying about why TAC is teed off, you're just going to have to wait a few more minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. If you're still here, congrats. Tiak has laid some heavy knowledge on us that he can't turn his ovens on for longer than 30 minutes, and God forbid he turns both of them on.
And the stove. That can't be one at a time.
Yeah, oh, all three at the same?
Nothing
no way.
Nothing can cook for longer than 25 minutes in his house, lest he gets an anxiety attack.
It just seems like overkill. It seems like if an accident's going to happen, I mean, if a fire is going to start, is the oven on or off?
But how it's do you, on, okay, right? But how do you feel about, like, restaurants?
I don't know.
You don't think about it there?
It's not my house.
Do you eat pizza?
I do.
Yeah, you know that their ovens are on
almost exclusively
all day, like all day.
Yeah, it is. But
like it's just on.
But it's always all day.
Like right now, while we're talking, there's a pizza oven on right now.
There's like 14 of them on.
Yeah, and they're at like 900 degrees. Like if it's at like one of those fancy restaurants, I go to Cattivella and like you eat at the bar area.
There's an open flame.
It's just right
going.
There. And it's like with the brick, and they just shove the pizza in there, and they're like, ah, and they take it right back out because it's like done.
Yeah.
It's like,
it always just feels like that's somehow more industrial, you know, like that it's made for a restaurant. God. This is a home. This is my home. So it's not meant to be running all day.
Can you?
Should I run it all day?
Can you Google statistics of how many houses have burnt to the ground because of an oven? Because I imagine it's negligible. Like, you're smart enough to know that you can fly on a plane. Like, when a plane crashes, oh my God, 200 people die. Ah, that's awful. But tens of millions that same day didn't die.
Yes.
Which makes the statistical improbability of that significant enough that it's the safest way to travel. Your oven is the plane crash. Well, how is it a lot?
Cooking is the leading cause of home fires in the U.S. What? No, that makes
sense.
No, that makes sense.
Wow.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Turn it off. We're removing the oven.
All I said was cooking. No, that includes microwaves. But that includes stoves. I'm not done.
But it's all fires.
So cooking is the leading cause of home fires in the U.S., with ovens accounting for approximately 16% of these incidences. In 2023, there were 167,800 residential building cooking fires.
You are not.
Resulting in 125 deaths and 2,500 injuries. Not a lot. It's not a lot.
I'm at a loss for words.
Okay.
But that's...
That's truly not a lot. That's in the U.S. There were only 167,000. How many people are in the U.S.?
Aaron, you're not helping right now.
Yeah.
You're off Google duty. You no longer get
There's
to be...
There's 340 million people in the U.S.
Only three towns of Parker have gone up in flames. Like, what do we... No, I'm not... So all I can do is just limit my risk, and that would be not running the oven too long. It's perfectly logical.
This was supposed to be teed off with T-Hack, and now just everyone hates
Now it's
him.
Just frustration it's in just, general.
Okay. Do you want to tell us why you're teed off, or do you think anybody still cares?
Yes. So now that let's let Slacker simmer a little bit.
Simmer? There's a fire!
Okay. I like watching the cooking shows, and as
You're such a hypocrite!
Yes.
Why? Why?
So other people can be you're like the worst type of person. Like you won't
yeah,
do
but
it.
Why about the cooking?
like I don't care if Guy Fieri is risking his life being around four. He's got four people on four different cooking stations.
And their ovens are on the whole on time. His shirt.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's got a bowling shirt on. Oh Guy, no Guy.
Those are professionals, and they proceed at their own risk. And I watch from a safe distance on my couch.
So then, just
perfectly logical.
Educate yourself and cook. I don't know.
I have a migraine.
Okay. So I don't like the heat, as we've established. And people who know how to cook,
could we postpone this one more break? Can we kick this can even further down the road?
Yeah.
And like, go. If you want to know what Tiak. Listen on Thursday in October.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I can do this right now.
Yeah. We haven't. You remember, you do this thing. And so you're going to be even more mad than you are now. I guarantee.
Get all sharp objects away from me right now.
I guarantee you do this
thing. Get everything away from me, Aaron.
I'm
serious.
I'm so scared.
Don't fail like you failed at Googling. Get things away from me.
Yeah.
Okay, there, it's it's the Belco Studios. I have a Belco water bottle that I am going to fling at his. That is going to leave a mark.
I didn't even know microwaves were dangerous until Aaron said. So now we're removing all of it.
Okay, keep going.
People who are good at cooking do this thing because they cook all the time, right? So they're used to it. They pull stuff out of the oven. They're used to it. I'm not used to it. That's why I'm skittish. But people but you think you're better than the fire. And you do this thing. They do it on all the cooking shows where they have to get something out of the oven and they don't put an oven mitt on. They just like loosely kind of grab a towel and grab it out. And then he's holding it with the towel all bunched up.
The towel is replacing the oven mitt.
But it's all bunched and he's barely, his hand, his fingers almost touching the hot and he's showing the camera and he's like, oh, look at that. And it's like, hey, dude. Put an oven mitt on. You're not better than safety. Yes. Be safe. Put an oven mitt on. Why wouldn't you? What other
They've got a towel.
A towel?
Which is doing the job of an oven mitt.
It covers their whole hand. They're not wrapping the towel around their whole hand. They're barely
Need the only part of your
hand that's...
They don't need it. Will they not? Could they not get burned? Can professional chefs not get burned?
That's the thing. They get burned constantly. So they're calloused
so
and it doesn't matter.
Why wouldn't they put an oven mitt on? It protects their whole hand. Their whole hand. In what other area of your life do you go, eh, I don't need safety? I've been driving my whole life. What do I need a seatbelt for?
I'm a pro. You, right now, seem like you don't care about safety.
Put an oven mitt on. No, you're not better than the fire.
I'm going to put two oven mitts on.
You need to duck, Sudhir.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.